This is a repeat broadcast of the Learning English program American Mosaic. It first aired in May of 2014.
Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we hear from Christian music singer-songwriter Francesca Battistelli. We also tell about some of the comments posted on our website about recent American Mosaic stories. But first, we report about special training for special dogs. Air travel makes some people very nervous. The crowds, the noise, and flying itself can cause unease. But there are classes people can take to help them defeat the fear of flying. And now, Katie Weaver tells us about similar training for service dogs that suffer the same problem.
Service dogs almost never leave the side of the people they care for. You will see them working on buses, trains, and other public transport systems. But the busy environment found at an airport can trouble even the best-trained working dog. People with disabilities depend on their dogs. They want the animals to safely guide them through security areas. They also need the dogs to remain calmly on duty on the airplane, even when the flying is not smooth. This takes special training. The Air Hollywood Canine Flight School is one place where such help can be found. The school has a piece of equipment that provides the sights, sounds, and even the feel of an airplane in flight. It is called a flight simulator. The simulator was built for filming airplane scenes in movies. Sandy Alexander lives in Newport Beach, California. He has a disability that requires his 2-year-old dog, Doc, to be always at his side. Mr. Alexander took the dog to the flight school to get him ready for plane trips. He says Doc did not like the bumpy part of the flight simulation.
When that started, he was pretty agitated and looked up at me and wasn't sure what was going on. And I think we're going to be prepared the next time it happens.
Dog trainer Mary Siegel is with Canine Companions for Independence. It provides dogs for people with disabilities. Ms. Siegel says successful training is based on a simple rule, preparation.
Dogs need to be exposed gradually and repetitively to stimulation, to the environment, to loud noises, to sounds and other dogs, so that when this experience happens to them on a daily basis, they're able to act in a way that they're used to acting and that they don't get excitable.
Stacy Huckabaugh's 9-month-old dog, Striker, is still in training to be a guide dog.
I don't fly a lot, so I don't know a lot of the routine myself. So with a dog, I would have been lost.
Dog owners who attended the training at Air Hollywood Canine Flight School say they now feel much more at ease about future flights. Their dogs also seem ready for takeoff.
Today, we are taking a look at some of your comments about recent American Mosaic shows. We urge you to keep telling us what you think about our reports on our website, voalearningenglish.com. Last month, we reported about the growing popularity of board games among young adults. Apparently, young adults are putting down their smartphones, turning off their electronic gaming devices, and picking up dice, cards, and playing pieces. We got several comments from Vietnam about our report. Visitors Wee Wong and Long felt similarly. Both criticized the electronic social lives that many young people lead. Each writer thought that board games help people connect more deeply. Wee Wong added that he believes children today have trouble communicating and playing with each other in what he called real life. Alex from Russia agreed. He wrote, "Many teenagers are going crazy from their electronic games." Rodrigo from Brazil thinks board games may be the answer to that problem. He wrote that they serve as a tool to make real friends. There was one dissenter among the group that commented. Kashif Lodi from Pakistan did not criticize board games in any way. He just noted that video games are not all bad. He wrote that scientific studies have shown video games can improve hand-eye coordination, increase creativity, and expand language, math, and problem-solving skills. We also received several comments on our story about international students in Hollywood. The area is of growing interest to many who want to become filmmakers. Porshir Chu from Taiwan writes that making movies may be interesting, but says it is surely expensive. The web visitor notes that students might be able to learn filmmaking skills, but face financial problems when movie making becomes a career. Shinji from Japan learned a new expression from the story, sci-fi. Americans use the term as a short version of science fiction. But Shinji says in Japan, science fiction is sometimes shortened to SF. He also wrote that the shortened name of a university, Cal State, LA, sounded funny to him. He heard it as Cal State Alley. We want to thank all of our listeners for their comments. We urge you to write even more. Our website again is learningenglish.voanews.com. Hope to hear from you. Singer Francesca Battistelli has just released her third studio album, If We're Honest. Christopher Cruz spoke with the popular Christian music artist about the record and more.
28-year-old Francesca Battistelli has been in the music business for more than 10 years. She released her first record when she was just a teenager. Now, she is gaining fame outside of Christian music. You might have heard her music on any of several television programs, including So You Think You Can Dance, The Hills, and Running in Heels. Ms. Battistelli's new album is called If We're Honest. The music explores the changes in her life, in the past few years, including marrying and having two children. Her husband is now her manager and her drummer. She calls the new recording her most powerful and accomplished musical statement yet.
I'm a mess and so are you. We've built walls nobody can get through. Yeah, it may be hard, but the best thing we could ever do, ever do. Bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine. 'Cause love can heal what hurt divides. And mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest, if we're honest.
Write Your Story is one of the songs on If We're Honest.
They say you're the king of everything, the one who taught the wind to sing, the source of the rhythm my heart keeps beating. And they say,
Ms. Battistelli says it is about the power God has on her life.
At every stage of my life, I want to just be willing to let God write the story however he wants to. And if that's, changing course, I want to be open to that. So, God, you're in control. So, you know, here's the reins. You take him.
Ms. Battistelli says there is more energy and joy on If We're Honest than her past albums. She wrote or co-wrote all but one of the 15 songs on it. She says the songs show how much her children have changed her life.
My children definitely have inspired songs on this record, and just my life is different now. You know, I'm older, I'm learning more, and I think that you can tell that on the record. It definitely reflects sort of my stage in life, which is a mom of two little ones, and I love that.
If only we could see who we're made to be, beyond the fear and doubt that feels so
Francesca Battistelli has been nominated for a Grammy Award. She has been nominated for 22 Christian Music Awards called Dove Awards. She has won 6.
I locked up my heart and I put on a show. I let the busyness of life be a wall so nobody gets close. Well, I got a lot. So I'm gonna choose to reach out, choose to lay down all of the fear that I've been hiding.
I'm June Sens. Our program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, from VOA Learning English.
Oh.